Seventh Perek, Tochim Mishneh. Hey, every korban you sprinkle the blood on the mizbech, and that makes the meat that is edible permitted to be eaten, and the fat or the meat that has to be burnt be permitted to be burnt on the mizbech. The question is, what happens if the meat and the fat are destroyed or became tummy before you had a chance to sprinkle the blood? So you're not really sprinkling for any purpose because it's not going to be permitting anything. So according to the Mishnah, you won't do anything. Therefore, it says, "Vakoben nitma abot v'chel of kain." The edible part of meat became tummy, but the fat that would burn on the mizbeach. So normally, vakoben you would sprinkle the blood because it will permit you to burn the fat. But ain't as erik as a dam. By korban pesach you don't, because korban pesach we learned is different than all the components. The main purpose is for eating. If you can't eat it, it's not worthwhile doing the hakrova. If machela the bato kayim, if it was the other way around, there's only the meat that remains and the fats, he will not be able to burn them as there. Then erik is a dam. Then he can sprinkle the blood so that the people that own the korban pesach will be able to eat it. By other korbanos is not so. As long as one of the two is around, you can sprinkle the blood, because like we said, it's going to be matter the fat to be brought on the mizbeach, even though you won't be able to eat it. And by other korbanos, the eating is not the focal point of the korban.